And welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. Excuse me, the fastest way to pull it up is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the 1st of February today, and being the first Sunday of the month, it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and one of those doing the most to help the most amount of animals would be Help Animals India, and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer Eileen Weintraub is here with us. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much, Martha, for everything you do for animals all over the world.
Well, thank you. And it's a mutual admiration society, Eileen.
Oh, well, everybody's in this together.
Yeah, so for anybody to maybe just tuning in doesn't know, give us quickly the lowdown on Help Animals India and what you guys are all about.
Okay, so Help Animals India is located in Seattle area, but we help animals on the other side of the world in the wonderful country of India and also Nepal. And we're 501c3, and donations go very far there. The dollar is way up to help. So India is still a quote-unquote developing country. So even though they have the philosophy of non-harming due to Gandhi, and you know, that live and let live. There's no help to the street animals. So a lot of suffering is there if you visit. But there's many, many, many people who are helping the animals, and those are the people and the groups that we support.
You know, and the work you do is wonderful. You know, first of all, dealing, you know, it's another part of the world, different climate, all of that sort of thing. But they also, caring for animals in India, I think, you know, is a more bigger and complicated job than here. I mean, there are a lot of more different kinds of animals. You know, they don't just have dogs and cats. You know, Eileen, you know, shocks me all the time, which is 33 million street dogs. And then there's cats, too. And then there aren't just dogs and cats. There's monkeys. And then we got elephants. And, you know, so there's all kinds of, you know, animals that we don't live with here in this country. And then, you know, they love cows, you know, and then all of that. And so you can be in India and there are just cows wandering around. I mean, there's all kinds of animals and kinds of issues that we don't have to deal with. And then what I love about Eileen and this Help Animals India and the group she's put together and what you guys do is that you don't just have like one little place somewhere in India called Help Animals India that helps. You have the ability to spread the help around, and so you help all these different kinds of animals and lots of different groups and lots of different places. You aren't restricted to just helping one thing. And I just think that's wonderful the way you set this up, Eileen. You just do a marvelous job.
Well, thank you. The idea was to encourage the activists in India, the animal rescuers, and it means the world to them that someone cares. I mean, they're out there doing the hard work, you know, day after day. They're the ones that go outside their house, and they're not going to ignore that puppy that's run over in the street like everyone else is. And so that they have someone that cares what they're doing, just encourages them. And they don't have to go around begging. You know, of course, they ask for local donations, but and then the people locally, they're encouraged that someone that someone values their work from across the world. That's amazing. So, you know, with all our complaints about the internet and, you know, what's going on, and it's a wonderful tool, and that's what we were making use of. You know, since we were able to start this.
Well, and then there's a lot of work to do, and in some ways, you're having to do more work than a lot of things that have already been done here in this country. And what I'm thinking about is, like, you know, rabies is still an issue. You know,
yeah, that's a big problem, and. I just to give an update, if people don't know, there's a big fight going on, and it's still going on, the India Supreme Court, because people are tired of all the dogs on the street and the problems that they can entail if they're not, well-behaved. So these are called community dogs, and a lot of countries have them. And, you know, this is a tradition that people and dogs have lived together for all this time. Dogs weren't always pets. They were just, they lived with the people, but not in their houses.
So right.
You think
right.
of a village in Africa, you get to the village and the dogs come out first. They are protecting the village, you know, checking you out. You're okay,
gotcha.
Then you're welcome into the village. But, you know, it's another story to see a dog running around, you know, the modern cities of India, you know, with all the traffic and the skyscrapers, and there are the dogs running around. So there's the dog lovers and the people who don't love the dogs. And they're trying to organize the whole situation better so that, you know, there's dog feeding stations. They're not feeding them all over the place. And just more and more spay, neuter, and rabies vaccination. And also, so the same as we do in this country with the ear notch, on the kitty. You know, we have the feral cat project here, and if they're going to release the cat, and hopefully the cat is fed outside, they do an ear notch to show the cat is sterilized. They do that for the dog. And, you know, we have some wonderful pictures of these happy, sterilized community dogs. And these dogs have caretakers. They might not live in the house with the people because, you know, people don't really have maybe they don't have the facilities to keep a dog in the house, but the dog lives outside and is, you know, protecting and part of the family. They're just not necessarily walked, you know, on a leash. And these dogs right. are part of the community. You'll see them. They know how to cross the street. They'll wait for the light with everybody. But right now, we're still waiting to hear what's going on because India, the laws, they're not supposed to kill the dogs. That's still a law that was put into effect. The British were killing the dogs for a century. It just didn't really help. And so they're just supposed to spay, neuter, and vaccinate them. And there is some government money for that. And we subsidize that at many of the shelters and teach better techniques. Sometimes the techniques of the spay-neuter isn't very good, and the dogs suffer. So there's training available to make that better. And so we're hoping that there'll just be more and more spay-neuter and vaccinations rather than the alternative, and we're still waiting to hear. They want to lock them all up in these horrible shelters. And that's just never going to work. So, you know, the dogs have to stay free, but they have to be stay neutered and vaccinated. So that's all the project that's happening for the dogs.
Yeah, it seems to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of what I see as the overall picture here with, you know, the dogs and what's going on over there is that, you know, we have all these street dogs, you know, and 33 million or however many are out there. And you can imagine, Eileen's been talking about some of the issues that come up and all that sort of thing. Well, some stuff went down, won't go into details, and the contingency of folks got upset about the dogs again, want something done. So the Supreme Court thinks, oh, we'll solve the problem. And they go totally overboard and did something like what Eileen kind of mentioned, is that just lock up all the dogs. Because, you know, the laws in India, you know, when you have to honor the animals and you can't kill them, well, what are they going to lock them all up? Well, you know, 33 million? I mean, there are a lot of dogs out there. They don't have any facilities to do that. So I think what's kind of going on now is since it all boiled up and came to the surface, became an issue, well, when the Supreme Court, you know, when they said, oh, lock them all up, well, then all the people came out and the streets and protesting and all that sort of stuff. So now they're all kind of regrouping and figuring out, okay, it isn't logical to round up all the dogs and lock them up. They don't have the facilities, can't do that. But they could make lots of improvements about having feeding stations instead of doing it randomly and concentrating on the, you know, neuter and release and all of that sort of thing. So I'm thinking, Eileen, that maybe in the bigger picture in the long run, this is going to end up being a good thing because they'll end up creating a better way to address.
Structure. Yeah, yeah.
Well, do you think, is that true?
Everyone's working hard for that. Demonstrations all over India, the dog lovers, and you know, this has been ongoing since August, so we're still waiting to hear the final.
They're still getting it together with a better plan, but I think it's and overall it's going to end up improving things, and the dogs will be better cared for.
That's what we're working for.
Wonderful. And so if we want to help with that, like I do, then we have to, we want to contribute to Help Animals India, because Eileen then can spread the money around to help all these different organizations
the
good work
on the street, the more well cared for dogs, you know, the better the public feels about that. And, you know, the culture of living with the dogs is very much entrenched. I mean, people are used to them. They love them. And we just have to make, you know, a better world for everybody there.
Wonderful.
And, thank you, Martha, for your contribution to that.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that helps helps me too, because I feel good about it. Every time I see the receipt come through, I don't have to remember to do it. I set up an automatic donation, and if I can do that, anybody can do it. And every little bit helps. So if we all get on the bandwagon, and apparently our money goes a long way in India these days, right? The American dollar is strong.
It always has. It always has. We can hire a veterinarian for about $800 a month and a shelter worker for about $200 a month.
Wow.
And, you know, every spay-neuter is about $20. So, you know, that's the dollar just got stronger. I don't know. It wasn't supposed to, but it did. And so we're happy to help.
$20 for a spay or neuter?
Yeah.
When I was growing up and as a teenager, when I worked in veterinary medicine, that's about what it cost to neuter a cat. But only it was to neuter a cat was $15.
Yeah.
To spay a cat was like $30.
Programs here to do that. So anyhow, as you know, we're also helping cats, and we had to have them. The vets weren't well trained in cats spay and neuter, but you know, as Marilyn was talking about how young they spay neuter the cats there. We've been working hard to get the age down in India, because traditionally the vets waited till 6 months. And because, one, the kitten might not even survive, you know, to make sure that, you know, they can survive. And then they weren't well trained in the early spay neuter. So now we've gotten it down to about 4 months. So, you know, happy about that. And so I also wanted to wish everyone a happy full moon. I don't know if you mentioned that, but it's today.
I did. I mentioned it, but I just mentioned it briefly in starting the show, that not only with the rain, we're dealing with full moon energy. So please, we are. It is a full moon, right?
Yes, and it's just right about now, our time, in a couple hours. So this is the full moon that's right before the new moon, which is Chinese New Year, Chinese and Tibetan New Year, in 2 weeks. And I don't know if you mentioned that it's the year of the fire horse is coming up, and that is going to be just hold on to your your horses, because you know it's going to be a very, very active year. The last fire horse year was 1966, so just remember everything sort of got going then.
Well, I'm trying to think. 1966. I turned 16. I was 16 in 1966.
Yeah.
So I wonder. Okay. I'm not remembering.
16.
yeah. So I hope it was a good one. But so we've got the year of the horse. Is that what we're in with Chinese?
Yeah. It's the year of the horse, and there's different elements. There's five different elements for each year. It goes for a 12-year cycle, and so this is the fire horse. So it's a very active year, and
wow.
So everyone has to just calm down and understand that, you know, as I always say, you know, quote Dickens, you know, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, you know, that was...
Don't get me started with that one. All right. Yeah. Now, but I'm looking at the clock, and we need to take care of advertisers here to stay on schedule. So we're going to do that, and then we'll come back and continue with Eileen and find out what else we need to know about.
I have to leave at 10:30, remember.
Right, because you have to take off at 10:30. So we'll run these ads real quick, come back, and find out what else Eileen wants to chat with us about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time. And now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're talking with Eileen Reintraub from Help Animals India, and the website is helpanimalsindia.org. I hope you will go there and like the page and sign up for the newsletter, and if you can make a donation, all the better. So, Eileen, what else would you like to share with us before you got to get out of here?
Okay, well, just two things. One is the newsletter. The last one was in early December, so I'm doing another one for February 6th. And so if people just go to helpanimalsindia.org and put in their email, that's all, and really cheers me up to see a local name. And, you know, we're just going to give an update on everything in the newsletter. Unfortunately, it says New Year, same animals, same suffering, same need. So,
yeah.
You know, we still have to keep helping. But I also wanted to mention that yesterday we went to Bella's Voice. And I told you that Bella's Voice is a thrift store. They were in Linwood, and now they're in Shoreline. And every purchase there benefits the animals.
Oh,
and
wow.
Local
it's
animals.
Called Bella's Choice?
Voice.
Bella's Voice. Okay. Bella's Voice.
And they have two stores, one in Linwood, and they took the Bartels closed down. They took over the huge building of the Bartels.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a department store. Anything you would need is there.
Hats, wow.
And shoes and toys. And you should see the stuffed animal area. You know, just piled high. And it's all reasonably priced, and everything's clean and well marked with the price. And so every purchase benefits local animal groups. And they're right there on 184th and Aurora in Shoreline and up in Linwood. So we had a very nice visit. It was their opening day, and very nicely staffed. And, you know, you don't even have to go to Ross or anywhere. Just go there. You get anything.
Wow, mm-hmm. That sounds great. It would be also a great place to donate to.
Yeah,
you know, if all the proceeds are going to the animals. So it's called Bella's Voice, What, in the old Bartels built at 184th and Aurora?
Yeah. And,
wonderful.
You know, just look them up online, bellandvoice.org. And, you know, they got everything there you could possibly want.
Well, how wonderful. Like that's great. All righty.
So, that's the, just continuing with the new year. So, you know, our newsletter will just give all the details of what's been going on.
And, yeah, and your newsletters are so great and so informative. And, folks, it's really good to follow Help Animals India, especially if you do Facebook. Be sure you're following on Facebook because all kinds of wonderful posting on Facebooks and photographs and stories. And you really keep up on what's going on over there with the animals. So that's one good way to stay caught up. And Eileen doesn't overwhelm you with tons of email and so forth. And any email she sends is really important and full of great information. You said the about monthly newsletter is going to come out soon. Did you say?
I think on Friday, February 6th. It's not even every month. It's about every month and a half or so.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Well, best regards and love to everybody, and thanks for helping animals anywhere you can and helping your neighbors and just being all the good people you are who listen in.
And thank you, Eileen, for all the great work you do. And I'm sure next month we'll get an elephant update on and all that good stuff. But keep India and Nepal and the animals in your prayers, and check out helpanimalsindia.org. Sign up at least for the newsletter. If you can make a donation, we all appreciate it. And Eileen, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you again in March.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Have a great month. All right.
You too. God bless.
Bye bye.
Woo. All right. So all over the world we have been. So Nathan, it's you and me now for the rest of this hour. We'll get to animals24-7.org after Love Train at the top of the hour. But we got a programming update here. I think it would be a good time. Let's
take this time now to go over that.
Yeah. We might as well fill you in on what we know. So if you've been paying attention, you know that back the end of last year, one of our beloved hosts on KKNW and Kixie and our Hubbard Radio family, Rob Spears, passed. Of Brenda and Rob and Conscious Talk Radio. And we've continued to run their promo because they continue, running some stuff on the stations, and we've been waiting for an update of what's going on. So we kind of have some update here that we'll share with you. So let's see. Saying that we are going to Conscious Talk will continue to air repeats of past shows, 2-minute Conscious Minutes, and 30-second promos on both KIXI and KKNW through February 6th. The final 2 weeks in February will include a special show, 2-minute Conscious Minutes, and 30-second promos. But now, the special programming will be a conversation between Brenda and I. Is that
Eric Crema.
Station manager. So this would be the special program will be a conversation between Brenda and Eric Crema, who's the station manager, as we look back at the programming history and honor Rob's memory. So that's something you can be listening for. And then apparently, Brenda's agent is actively looking at ways to bring back programming in some form later in the year.
Yeah, so that's still up in the air, but is something that's being worked on. So don't say, we're not saying goodbye quite yet. They could be returning, and it might just be a different form of Conscious Talk, but we'll have to see how that plays out as they continue working on those details.
Right. So as long as there's still something going on and Brenda, you know, may be reinventing and continuing all that, and we're going to continue running some kind of promo if we can. You know, I just want to support Brenda in any way that we can. But Nathan will be keeping an eye on that. And if we get updates and we know what's going on, we'll let you know. But now you know everything that we know. And so it wouldn't hurt to, you know, keep Brenda in your prayers and your thoughts and all of that to give her the strength and the energy that she needs so that she can continue with the incredible programming that they, you know, have always done. So that's the Conscious Talk update.
So as of right now, probably the best word to say is taking a bit of a hiatus as they work on the details.
Sounds, you know, about right. And we'll let you know if we learn anything. We'll let you know. And but gosh, it would be fun to hear Brenda and Eric talking about, you know, the show and that. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah, it could be a great show and a hard show at sometimes, because, you know, there's a lot that, you know, Brenda is still, you know, grieving, you know, the loss of her beloved husband is still, you know, a big, you know, major thing that she's going through.
Yeah, and I don't know any of the details, but it was apparently pretty sudden and, of course, unexpected.
Right.
And, you know, that's the hardest thing to, you know, kind of passing to grieve and move through. And yeah, can only imagine the process she's going through. All righty. So, gosh, good news, some good news going on. There's some good animal TV happening right now. I'm still pleased to say that Saturday evenings, when I'm usually tuning into Animal Planet and doing, you know, show prep and that sort of thing, they're still running Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet marathons. And, oh, boy, do I love that show. We need a Dr. Jeff in every state of the country with practicing phenomenal quality veterinary medicine, but reasonably without all the human medicine bells and whistles. And so he charges reasonable fees for what he does and is one of the best vets and certainly one of the best orthopedic surgeons I've ever seen. And I've worked for some of the best there. But Dr. Jeff marathons most of Saturday and into the evening. And then I'm becoming rather fond of Dr. D Alaska Vet. That's been airing at 10 p.m. on Saturdays on Animal Planet. And another really good, I think, representation of the way veterinary medicine should be. Because up in Alaska, in the middle of nowhere, the style of practice is more like it was back in the 60s and still practicing very good quality medicine, but without all the human medicine bells and whistles and all that sort of stuff, because they're out in the middle of nowhere, there's no specialists and all of that. So the vet has to deal with all kinds of different kinds of animals and reptiles and pocket pets and wildlife and reindeer. She was treating reindeer on this last show. And it's a really, you know, she's a great person, a great personality, wonderful animal lover. She's very good at handling the animals. She talks to them. And I don't know if she really knows what she's doing, but boy, she's good at it. And they listen. And it really is a very, very good show. And then the other thing, because I was watching Animal Planet, we mentioned the Seahawks, Nathan, and the Super Bowl coming up.
Uh-huh.
Well, what we often talk about on Super Bowl Sundays is the Animal World version of the Super Bowl would be the Puppy Bowl and the Kitten Bowls.
Of course. Okay?
And those are good. So I did see a bunch of commercials last evening for the Puppy Bowl, the Animal Planet Puppy Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I know I wrote it down somewhere, but anyway, the Super Bowl Puppy Bowl, the Puppy Bowl on next Sunday is going to air at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Also, they're putting it before the big game this time.
Right, but in my, if I, my memory is correct, I think, you know, they kind of rerun these things over and over again. But officially, they're advertising Puppy Bowl 2 p.m. Eastern time on Animal Planet. I haven't seen anything about the Kitten Bowl, but there's usually a Kitten Bowl too, and usually they air before, but then often they're rerunning those things throughout the day. But that's
But still, kittens are part of the Puppy Bowl too, because they put the kittens as the referees.
Yeah, they do a lot of creative stuff with that sort of thing and play around with them. And usually we have a local puppy, like from the Seattle Humane or something, and we'll have a puppy in the Puppy Bowl.
Oh.
You know, so you can, sometimes you can see a local entry there in those games. But that would be for all us animal people if you don't do the Super Bowl. I ADHD and all that good stuff. It has to hold my attention. Well, the Seahawks are playing, so they got my attention this year. So I'm definitely going to watch. And then, of course, you know, I mean, the big things for through the Super Bowl is watching the commercials, because they all, you know, they try to do really special commercials, and a lot of them are very entertaining. Gosh, there was something I saw, and but I don't remember what it was now. But often can be some good ones. And then there's a whole lot of hoopla about the halftime show and who's doing it, and you know, and all that. And it's just grow up, people. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but come on. It should be anyway. So I'll be watching just because it's such a big hoopla. But that's my advice: is grow up. So anyway,
it's the biggest stage on national television, so a lot of different, you know, areas of marketing and trying to get publicity have made it up to that
realm. Yeah, but I'm saying
realm.
Just grow up, be nice, enjoy it for what it is. And if you don't like this, you don't have to watch it. But, you know, come on. We got to start being nicer to ourselves and each other. And
maybe you can put the Puppy Bowl on recording, and then during the halftime show, you know, just pull up the Puppy Bowl
for 20 minutes or however long. Right, but just try to be nice. Okay. And we, of course, will be here next week on gearing up for the Puppy Bowl and the Super Bowl, all that good stuff. I got it. Well, I'm looking at the clock. Never mind. Remember I told you I had a really cool bird experience? Shocked me. Well, I'll share it with you. So let's take care of our advertisers, though, so we stay on schedule. Don't upset Bigfoot so he starts stomping around. We will take care of our advertisers. We'll come back, and then I'm going to tell you, and this is kind of, almost an explanation here of kind of how I get divinely guided and stuff. And when you do the affirmations and so forth and open, that how things just kind of work and you get the information you need when you need it. Well, it's that kind of story too. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues here, and it's story time with Aunt Martha right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I promised you story time and my great bird story I've got here, and kind of my divine guidance in giving me the information when I ask for it. Very cool. And so once I tell you, we'll do the bird story, and then we'll get a quick current events in before we get on the love train one more time. So you know, I'm always paying attention to the birds and the stuff around here, and I feed the hummers and all that sort of thing. If you've been listening for a while, you know that one of the birds that I have that comes in the spring that's unusual has just been happening for the last few years are the Pacific Slope flycatchers, that they start showing up in my backyard in the spring, I think 3 years ago. Hadn't seen them before, first recorded their sounds and knew they were there. And then they built a nest under the eaves of my house on the south side. So just so you understand my house, I'm in a rambler. It's all on one level. In my kitchen, I look east out to, you know, fountain and so flowing water. I have a little birdie bath outside that door in the summer. And if I go out the doors facing east, then I can walk around my house. And there's a breezeway that's covered that goes to the garage door where I go into where my car is, but my freezer's out there too. So sometimes I have to go out of the house and walk around the side down that breezeway to go into the garage to get frozen raw food for my animals or something. And it's that area under the eaves of the house that these flycatchers have been building nests each year. And one thing I learned about them is they'll build a nest in one location. Well, they don't use that same nest the next year. They build a new one. So I learned last year that I better take down the old nests before the next spring so they can build new nests because they won't use the old ones. All right, so last year they built their nest on the electrical box that's right above the door to my garage. And when I walk in, you know, I go around the house and go around to go into the garage. There's an electrical box right above the door, and that's the flycatcher nest. They build it mostly out of moss is what they, at least here, that they build their nests out of. And that nest is just empty sitting there. And every time I walk out to the garage, I look at that nest, you know, and think, oh, I got to pull that down before spring. But something just kept telling me, no, don't mess with it yet. So I've left it alone. Okay, so last week, after feeding the animals dinner, it was after dark. I needed to go out to the garage to get more raw food, for the next day. So I went out of the back door. I was walking around the side of the house, going and I turned the lights on. There are lights there that I can turn on. and I was going to go into the garage. Well, I got just to the garage door, and I wasn't looking up at the nest. I was looking at the garage door because I was going to reach for it and open it. But out of the corner of my eye, I saw something up to the up above, and I looked up at that nest. I about fell over, Nathan, because it was crammed full of little brown birds.
Oh, my.
It was full of, there were four or five of them. I mean, and they were overfloating. Now, I looked, I could see they were obviously adult birds. They were little dark brown birds. I was pretty sure I knew what they were, but I'm like, what? And I was so shocked they were there, and when I noticed them, I'm standing right there. The nest is right above me, so I'm real close to them, and all I could do is stare at them, and so, because I was so surprised they were there. Well, me looking at them and staring at them, they, of course, you know, started to fly out. You know, one popped out of the nest, and then and another one, and so I quickly went into the garage to get the frozen food, came back out, ran it out, but by the time I got the frozen food and came out, the nest was empty. They had flown away, or flown out of the nest. So I came back in, turned off the light really quick to think about the situation. Now, the night that this happened was the last night of the really serious cold weather we had. You know what I'm saying? And it was going down at my house. It was staying in the 30s during the day. It was going down into the 20s at night. And so the last few nights had been the coldest it had been. I have all my hummingbird feeder heaters going and all that sort of stuff. Well, so anyway, I'm thinking, I went and I got my bird book to identify. And so I was pretty sure, and I was right, the only possible bird those could have been, the size, they were so small and all dark brown, a little bit of black on the tips. They were what are called wren tits. You know, wrens, W-R-E-N, wren tits is what this particular bird is. And they're here during the winter, and I see what they do. Well, so anyway, I'm thinking, well, the best explanation I can come up with is that this seems like a really good way for the adult little birds to stay warm on really cold nights. So maybe they're piling in to stay warm. And I'm asking in my mind, you know, what the heck's going on? Why are the adult birds and somebody in flycatcher nests and all of that? So that's ruminating in my mind. Now, Nathan, we go to Facebook. And
yeah, I was wondering if these Facebook posts were going to tie into your story.
Yeah. So this another thing that crossed my path, you know how things just show up on your Facebook feeds?
Uh-huh.
Well, I started getting these there's two posters here, groups,
infographics
that started coming through my feeds. One of them is called Everything Gardening, I think. And the other one, I think there might be three, Guardians of Nature. And then Voices of the Wild Earth. So I don't know how I got connected with these, but they're all coming through on my Facebook page. And it's all these posts, all three of these are posting helpful educational information about wild birds. There's one about the feeder is a bait station. Tells you all about how to not have your feeder be an attractive place for hawks to hunt the songbirds. Then there's a way to use a brick to keep water thawed for them. And then there's warm water is a death trap. Never occurred to me that you shouldn't put warm water in a bird bath during the winter and stuff, but it tells you why. Okay, so then this post comes, and Nathan, it's the one with the picture, and the title is The Thermal Life Raft. And there's a picture of a bush with a woven basket inside of it and a bunch of birds huddling together, staying warm. Well,
it's almost like making their own little igloo, if you think about it.
Right. So it describes exactly what I saw. And what it's describing is that in the winter, if you have wrens around your property, they're smart enough to they look for places where when it gets really cold that they can huddle up together as a group to stay warm. And they're showing you how to put little wicker baskets in your bushes for the wrens. All right, so there's my, see, that's when I, you ask, for, okay? So I ask what's going on. Boom, what shows up on my Facebook? All these bird posts, and then there's one explaining exactly what I saw. And they were, in fact, wrens, and I'd already identified them, but I have wren tits, and they need a place to huddle up in the cold. So I now know I'm not moving the flycatcher nests until after winter and there's no more cold weather. Then I could remove it, but guess what Martha's on the lookout for now? I want to find those little basket things, they, you know, a source for those that I can put in my bushes for my wrens. Okay, so if anybody knows of a source of those things, and you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and you can see these bird posts and all this great information. And there's a whole bunch of them there that I'm posting now whenever they post about it. I'm learning a lot about birds and wild birds and what's important. So you if it's worth getting back on Facebook just to get all this information about the birds. But isn't that amazing? They're smart enough to use somebody else's nest to cuddle up in.
Yeah. So if you ever see something and wondering, why the heck is that there? Well, it's probably a bird's home.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, the weather shifted right after that night. And is no longer going, hasn't been below freezing here since then, and is warming. And so, of course, I had to peek out and look and see if they're in there again, but they haven't been back in the nest. So I'm assuming that that's, you know, what it was. And they may have been using that nest for several nights because it had been very, very cold. I just didn't have to go out to the garage after dark, so I never knew they were there. But gosh, what a gift to see them there and then be able to, I intuited the reason they were there. And that was correct, but then the information came to me on Facebook to show me that I was correct and to explain the whole thing. So anyway, that's story time with Martha and my great experience of last week. So before we run out of time, Nathan, I think we better cover current events. Here, let's see. Okay, now, so Linda Rasmussen continues to be on our current events list simply because she continues to offer free remote treatment or in-person treatment for new clients. Working with her on the air doesn't count, but you can call or text her for a free remote treatment if you would like at 206-841-1992. Let's see. Remember, Natasha Venter does her podcast, 4 p.m. Wednesdays. You can pick that up on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter, the letters I and C. Natasha Venter, IC on YouTube, 4 p.m. Wednesday. All righty. Then, once again, all the stuff is happening up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park. That's South Everett. Great presentation. Next Saturday, February 7th, the White Birds of Winter. You know, if you're driving through the Snohomish Valley and all of that, you're seeing all the white birds and all the fields in the floodplain there. Those are the trumpeter swans, usually the white ones. And so this presentation is done by a wildlife biologist, and she also is from the Northwest Swan Conservation Association, and that's Martha Jordan. Known her for many, many years. This presentation is phenomenal. So if you want to learn about the white birds of winter and all that good stuff, next Saturday, the 7th, 1 p.m., Northwest Stream Center, $10 if you're not a member, $8 if you are. You need to call for a reservation. I'll give you the number and website address at the end. Okay, then there's a Valentine's Day volunteer tree planting Saturday, February 14th. That's Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at Woods Creek at Al Borland Park in Monroe. So that's in my neighborhood. You can come help plant trees. And then the next presentation, interesting, lamprey, newts, salmon, and more. Experience the hidden beauty of the Pacific Northwest's freshwater ecosystems. That presentation will be Saturday, February 28th at 1 p.m. All of this stuff happening at the Northwest Stream Center. They would like you to call and let them know you're going to attend. 425-316-8592. And you can check them out at streamkeeper.org is the website. Alrighty, what else we got? So, Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their 2026 Furball Gala and Auction will be April 8th at the Columbia Collective in Bothell. And Seattle Humane, the annual 2026 Texas Entails will be May 16th this year at the Fremont Studios. And I think, yep, that pretty much is going to wrap up current events, except to say that next Sunday is the second Sunday of the month, and that is our energy balancing show with Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner and energy codes gal. Linda will be here with us. We'll take your calls and be your second show. Linda will work with both you and your animal friends, and the energy seems to be going through through you to your animal friends. And so we'd love you to call in if you got a treatment last month and want to let us know how it worked for you and your animal friends. That would be wonderful. But she'll be here next week, and we hope you can join us. I think, Nathan, I think we're all caught up.
Sounds about right. And we're getting ready here in just a moment for Beth and Merritt.
Yep, it will be. We're gonna get on the love train one more time, and then animals24-7.org, Merritt and Beth Clifton, and we'll get a Henry the Rooster report. Remember the story 2 weeks ago that he fought off a coyote? Henry the Rooster?
Oh, yeah.
Scared a coyote? Woohoo! What a bird! Whoa! So we'll find out if it went to Henry's head. And how Henry the Rooster's doing, and then get updated with them. And then we will close out the show with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and find out biggest class of the year coming up. So if you're interested in progressing on your spiritual path, you want to tune in for that. All righty, so we are going to get on the love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. Got to get up, get some energy going, and move in your body, and getting spiritualized up for the day and the week. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train. Join me. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And lots of opportunities during the show to send love all around the country, all around the world. It is the most powerful energy on the planet. And it's the best thing we can really do right now is just permeate the whole place with love, and we'll hopefully raise the vibration. Okay, so I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.